Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, I'm Todd Zwillick, in for John Hockenberry. Today, Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times, is with me this morning, as she's here every morning. Louise, one year ago this week, a crisis of credit default swaps, complicated derivatives, and failing banks, of course, threw Wall Street into a tailspin, and with it, huge parts of the U.S. economy. Now, of course, Washington is stepping up and to the rescue, and they want to crack down on the way Wall Street's been doing business. Can you bring us up to speed, please?
Sure. They really started stepping up a year ago when they created all these bailout programs. And what's interesting is that all started, of course, under the Republican administration. And now what we're seeing is some of the sharpest critics of the programs that have been put into place are Republicans. So yesterday there was this kind of press gathering where a bunch of the Republicans on the House Financial Services Committee lashed out about a lot of President Obama's reform proposals, as well as the bailout, which was sort of an interesting turn of events.
Now, so far, it's been spending, spending, spending. The Republicans have had a lot of success harping on. They're also now starting to harp on his actual plans for cracking down in a regulatory way on how investment houses operate.
That's right. One of their biggest criticisms is that he's proposed creating a whole new agency. It's one that sounds really benign and helpful, you know, a consumer financial product protection agency. So it sounds like, you know, it's good to protect consumers. But what the Republicans are saying is that, you know, we don't need more regulation. We need smarter regulation. Judy Biggert, who is a representative from Illinois, said, "Are we creating another agency or just another problem?" You've got a lot of banks who have been around the Hill in recent weeks lobbying and meeting with representatives saying that it would be it would be too much regulation and it'd be very difficult for them to handle having another agency to report into.
Well, the banks are lobbying on Capitol Hill yet again. It was only less than a year ago when the big Wall Street banks were pariahs on Capitol Hill and everybody thought their lobbying clout was over. I guess no more. Their lobbying clout seems to be back. Louise Story, finance reporter for The New York Times, our partner. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.